Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Thursday evening, markets and company news, Simon Brown from Just One Lap is with me. Simon, good evening. Another record high on the JSE yesterday. The market slightly softer today, but what's driving the momentum?
Evening, Jeremy. Yeah, and I mean, we are. I mean, the all shares, couple of 3,000 odd points away from 100,000. It really is. I mean, in today in particular, we're seeing the resources running hard. That's in the back of gold futures trading above 3,400. The PGMs a bit softer, but still holding on to their recent gains of the last couple of weeks, and the weaker rand helping. But we're seeing a relatively broad based rally happening across the JSE, led by the gold miners, absolutely. But banks have been doing fairly well. Our retailers have come out with so-so results, although both Mr. Price and Fashini Group last Friday referred to much better H2 numbers. And there just is a sense that our market is cheap. There's some good valuations here. And if we look globally across the world, particularly in the US, the US market remains just off those all-time highs. And as such, a very expensive market. So I think we're seeing some foreigners buying into South Africa, not too much, just a little bit of foreign action. And then, of course, local fund managers picking it up and enjoying the record highs.
Trading update out from Naspers, and it says that it, along with Prosus, expected to report higher full-year earnings. And all of this is due to growth and improved profitability from its e-commerce businesses, and most notably Tencent. We shouldn't be too surprised.
We shouldn't. Tencent has been the bellwether there for a decade or two. But they're starting to get some good traction in other businesses as well. And this is the new CEO coming in. They've got some businesses in India, in Europe, as well as in others in China. And they are picking up some steam. They were in that point where you spend money hand over fist. Don't worry about being profitable. You're sort of gaining market share. You're getting brand awareness and everything. But they've now sort of flipped that switch. And we saw it with Amazon, with Jeff Bezos, who basically one day sort of just started spending less money and suddenly they were making profits. And we're seeing the same from Naspers. And notwithstanding, stocks had a great run in the elevated prices. If they can continue this sort of earnings growth and turning on profit from what's been non-profitable businesses, the stock's got a long way to go still.
Simon, how dependent is Naspers on Prosus for its successful results? What's the level of dependency there?
I mean, almost complete. Naspers, their other assets is the Media 24 stable. They had a venture capital arm, which, if I remember, they're closing down or winding down. You don't close it overnight. But outside of process, it really is Media 24, and then a few other very small, large, I don't want to say insignificant, that's nasty, but other very small investments.
Then there was some news out from MTN today. It's Zakhele Futhi, platform raising 3 billion rand for a share placement. Read us into that.
Yeah, so this, I have to say, it surprised me, and it surprised me because I didn't realize that they literally could. So it's a BEE structure within MTN. They own, I think, about 4% of MTN. And of course, they've then got a whole bunch of MTN shares within that structure. And they sold some 3 billion rands worth. It's about 1.25% of MTN shares at a price of 128, slight discount. What it does for the fund, though, is it obviously brings in some great cash. It enables them. They've got some pref share debt. They've got some tax debt, etc. So they can pay all of that down and potentially maybe even still have some cash left over for dividends to shareholders. But it has been one of the sort of really successful BEE schemes. And, you know, to be able to literally sell down some shares, it shows just how strong their balance sheet is sitting at this point.
Hasn't really moved the share price today, though. It's fairly flat, 131 rand there or thereabouts.
And that's not so surprising. I mean, in terms of MTN's life, this is a small, not a subsidiary, but a small a shareholder. And in essence, I mean, it is their a BEE partner for them, but it is a fairly small and not operational to MTN in any sense.
Multi-choice, Simon continues to bleed. Note out saying that its subscriber losses have widened ahead of this tie-up with Canal Plus. Again, it's all about the type of content, I guess, that you're offering and how that content is priced.
Absolutely. And you know, they've got Showmax, and Showmax is loss making. That they will hope to get to profitability at some point. It's their old legacy sort of satellite DSTV business, although these days you can stream it. But the product is expensive at the top level, and there's now just significant competition. I mean, even just, 10 years ago, there really wasn't much competition. Now there is. You know, it's the Netflix, it's all the others, Disney Plus. I can't even think of half of their names. There are tons of them coming in at around the 100, 200, maybe 250. And the only sort of edge that DSTV has is that sport package. I did see an article this morning on Tech Central saying that MultiChoice is finally considering perhaps sort of bundling sport separately or something, which I think is long overdue, and certainly something we've seen in other markets, most notably the US, for example, with ESPN.
And the streamers these days are voracious in their appetite for wanting to do live sport as well.
They absolutely are. And we've seen Netflix picking up on it a little bit. I think both the streamers, and they're going to sort of start contesting those sports packages when they come up for renewal. But there's also the other side, which is the sports themselves. For example, you know, Formula One, you can catch it on DSTV. You can also, I think it's $60 a year, you can get the app and you get a ton of Formula One content. So there are absolutely walls heating up for the rights to the very different sporting leagues.
Simon, talking about spending money, Bankserve Africa has put out its survey in electronic transactions. I think it's called the Economic Transactions Index. And it seems like we're swiping and tapping a whole lot more, but it's maybe a useful early sign, but I wonder if it's too early to call it a trend.
I think it is. It's an, you know, I would, a trend starting. It's another sort of a tick that we can put in the box that shows to us that the South African consumer is in a better space than they were 1, 2, 3, maybe even 5 years ago. We were in lockdown, so you know we are definitely in a better place. There was a rate cut last month, but of course that was right at the end of the month, so that wouldn't have had any impact here. It ties up with what I mentioned around Fashini and Mr. Price a moment ago. We are seeing a consumer with low inflation, lower interest rates, consistent power most of the time, and that is sort of improving their confidence. And they are, as consumers are wont, they're out there in spending. Cautiously, we're not going crazy, but it certainly is improving.
And just latch that very quickly to the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry's bi-monthly business confidence index. That's risen, albeit marginally, from 115.8 or 215.8 from 114.9. There was a big decline in the previous survey. So put those two together and maybe there is a little bit more business optimism around.
There is. We still saw PMI data under pressure. That has not come right, but we certainly are seeing the various different sectors. Manufacturing, of course, also helped by, you know, a bit of a tick up in gold mining, but there certainly is a bit of confidence. And for business, again, it's going to be interest rates, and importantly, it's going to be uninterrupted power, hugely important in a business life.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Simon Brown from Just One Lap, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.